It must be pretty special for you, Chris. You've been playing here a long, long time. This could be a big moment for this football club.
Yeah, it's a relief. It was a tight all game, and St Kilda, quality opposition. They never say die, and they come back at us and hit the front. And I'm just really happy with the result, with the group. You know, there's a huge amount of belief that we've got. And yeah, I guess it's just another game, and just got to try and dust it off and play next week against Freo.
Come on, it's not another game. This is a big one. You said that with a big smile on your face. I know as captain you meant to try and keep a lid on things, but I just want to take you back to three-quarter time. And Chris Grant spoke about upstairs in our box about how it was almost going to be as much mental as physical. And you could sort of see that a little bit with the players getting a little nervous in that last quarter. Did you feel that out on the ground?
Oh, you're always nervous. I think, you know, big games, big crowd, tight games, you're always nervous. You're lying if you say you're not. But, yeah, obviously the boys handled it really well. We let them score a few goals consecutively, and they got back into the game. But as I said, the resolve of this young group's you know, really impressive, and for a few of the leaders to stand up in that last quarter also is really pleasing.
You've been playing here at this footy club a long time, and I know the game has just happened, but is this as big as it's been to be at, you know, the Friday night stage and to actually come through and win, considering the big build-up?
It's probably up there. I think that it's, you know, we've played in a lot of big games and sort of let them slip. We let the Essendon game get out of control, and they gave us a nice little touch-up in that game. So it's just good to sort of be on the big stage and sort of stand up and perform like we did tonight.
He's a proud skipper. He's got the headphones on. Taking your questions, boys.
Chris, David Parkin, can I ask you, this is the most even, though, isn't it, the team has been? It was, if you look, even statistically, you look across the board tonight, there wasn't a player, I mean, some played exceptionally well, but the contribution was so even across the board, across the game.
Yeah, and I think that's all part of our development. I think that when you get an even spread and you've got the depth that we're starting to get now, we're obviously spreading the workload and not leaving it to few. So, you know, as I said before, the leaders stood up, but also the younger boys. You know, Brandon Ellis sort of kicking that goal in the last quarter showed a lot of poise. And, yeah, it's making it a lot easier to win games. And we realise that to win games, we need a really even spread across the board. So it's good.
And the back half, Chris, which you're a part of, obviously, that's come together very quickly, hasn't it? It appeared to us on the outside last couple of seasons to be not big enough, strong enough, mature enough, but it's come together collectively as a group, which you're a part of, in a way that, you know, maybe we didn't expect. I think that's one of the strengths of the team now, not something that's just making up the numbers.
Yeah, absolutely. We haven't really had a lot of stability in the back half for a long time. You know, we've had blokes come in and out, haven't really had a lot of depth and couldn't really lock down those key position spots. But, you know, you see that Dylan Grimes goes down and he's a really valuable player and played a great season this year. And Ben Griffiths comes in and steps in and fills the void. So it's good that we've got a lot of competition. You know, there's still a couple of guys. Matty D was out again, yes. and he can play too. So
Batchelor did well when he came in.
Batchelor's a great addition to us. He shows us a lot of poise and wins the ball in the air. So, it's good to have a stable back half at the moment.
Chris Grant here. Congratulations tonight. Just a wonderful performance. I think right throughout the course of the evening, you dominated most of the key aspects of the game. But that 10 minutes, I guess, pre-three-quarter time, I'm really interested to see how yourself as a captain dealt with that, but also Dimmer as a coach. What was the main message at three-quarter time?
Basically just to play the game on our terms. We felt early on that St Kilda was sort of, we're playing a really fast brand of footy and we were sort of dictated to. So we just said, you know, believe our structures, believe in the way we play, and try not to concede consecutive goals. You know, we wanted to stop it at the source, and if they get a goal, show some resolve, and obviously didn't really work. They kicked a lot of goals in a row. But, I think that was the main message, just to stick to our structures and believe in ourselves.
I guess in a lot of ways too, it isn't just on the back of tonight's game. Tonight's an 8-point win, but probably more significant than that, I think the key areas of the game, you absolutely dominated a team as a team, but in reality, internally, you must know that for probably 5 or 6 weeks you've actually been doing that now. Now you're getting your just reward for it.
Yeah, absolutely. We felt like we've been building towards something, and you know, early on we weren't getting the results, and we were really close to a lot of those top tier sides, and it got really frustrating. But as I said before, the belief in the group's amazing, and you know, we look forward to every challenge now. We've got Fremantle next week at the MCG, and you know, hopefully we can string a few together. But Yeah, we know the main thing is that we've got a lot of improvement left in us, I still feel.
One more question, boys. He's got captain duties to attend to.
Chris, Drew Morford here.
Hey, Drew.
What's Ivan Marić, what's he brought to the team this year?
Mullet. he's been fantastic, Ivan. He's one of those guys that you sort of underestimate with his work rate and his fitness. He's probably one of the fitter ruckmen in the competition, I feel, and he's spread from the stoppages and his hands in the air probably surprised me a little bit. The way he's come in and really settled in. He's you obviously walk a little bit taller with him out there because he's a huge presence and really competitive. So also he provides a lot of leadership off the field too. So he's been a huge addition to our side this year.
Great for us to watch.
Well done, Chris.
Good on you, boys.